Today is Monday, November 9th, 2020. Welcome to An Alaskan Moment from Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint, apradio.org. This week in Alaska history, November 9th, 1929, Carl Ben Eielson and Earl Borland were killed when their plane was wrecked in Siberia. November 10th, 1897, the Skagway Post Office was established. November 11th, 1863, Hudson Stuck, who became an Episcopal priest and the author of several books on Alaska, was born in England. November 12, 1910, the steamer Portland, known as the Gold Ship, was wrecked at Katala, a total loss. November 13, 1913, the Bark A.J. Fuller, loaded with Alaska canned salmon, was rammed by a steamer at Seattle and sunk. November 14, 1938, the Copper River and Northwestern Railroad, with track from Cordova to Kennecott, discontinued operation. November 15, 1907, the business section of Cleary, near Fairbanks, was destroyed by fire. This Week in Alaska History, compiled by Robert N. D. Armand of Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society. Now for your poem. Richard Downhower was Alaska's sixth poet laureate from 1981 to 1988. He worked as a program director at the Sea Alaska Heritage Foundation from 1983 to 1997, and with his wife edited the foundation's highly regarded Classics of Tlingit Oral Literature series. He also became a professor at the University of Alaska Southeast until retiring in 2011. This piece is from Frames of Reference, Poems, published by Black Current Press, Haines, Alaska, 1987. Between the Openings, Excursion Inlet Packing, July 1986, by Richard Downhower. XIP, humongous saners from Huna, tie up at the float, unload, extended family, old folks, young folks, teenage boys and girls. For a moment, I am here in 1940, against the sunlight on a summer day. I see my wife, my in-laws, Grandpa Willie, his parents, Auntie Annie, still alive. I smile, returning to back deck dishes on a slow day at the dock. Some families are still doing it, some children still growing up that way. Three cheers for the Huna fleet.